It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. There wasn't much snow to be found in California's first snow survey of the new year. Hydrologists say it's one of the driest snowpacks on record. Jenny O'Mara reports from Sacramento.
Measurements taken by the State Department of Water Resources show the snowpack's statewide water content is at 19% of normal for this time of year. In one mountain spot, surveyors couldn't even find any snow to measure. Maury Roos is a state hydrologist. He says these measurements mark a stark contrast to last year.
Last year, we were looking at about 200% of normal. We had a whopping start last year with a very wet December. Then January was dry. But then the rain and snow started again in mid-February, and we wound up with one of the higher packs, which is the reason we have the good carryover storage.
The State Department of Water Resources says California's principal reservoir is at 114% of average because of last year's wet weather. Mountain snow that melts into reservoirs and streams provides about one-third of the water for Californians. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Mara.
Gas prices are up, and analysts say prices will likely stay up due to some old and some new reasons. Bob Moffitt reports.
Gas in California costs $3.50 a gallon on average. That's up 28 cents from a year ago. Uneasiness in the Middle East and increasing world demand for oil are keeping oil and gas prices high. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says there's no reason to think prices will drop.
I think for much of California, prices this summer could easily average between $4.25 to $4.75, so it's going to be another painful summer at the pump.
Oil refineries were getting a 4.5 cent per gallon subsidy for mixing gasoline and ethanol. That subsidy expired at the end of 2011. Last year, gas started off the year at $3.25 a gallon and peaked at $4.20 a gallon. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffitt.
And that's your California Update from KRCB. I'm Mark Prell.